Greetings. My name is Virgil Allen Wolf from Tampa, Florida. I'm an author and hereby announce my latest book entitled Death Pact Reunion. The story is about three aerospace engineers who, during the course of many camaraderie lunch sessions, agree to a death pact, whereby a seance would be held after any one of them dies. Shortly thereafter, one commits suicide. Then another dies from cancer. Decades later, the three, one still alive, miraculously hold a death pact reunion. There is a captivating meditational passage included as an appendix of the book. At this time, I would like to read this appendix. It should stimulate your mental perception and allow guided exploration into the pleasures of meditation. And now, presenting Visualization in Colors. Take a comfortable position. It is generally better to uncross hands and feet, so there is no pressure. Begin to become aware of your breathing and the motion of your chest as you breathe deeply in and out. Just deep breaths, letting the calm in and the tension out. Unwind. Erase the blackboard of your mind and feel yourself comfortably settling down. Relax tense muscles, particularly those in the neck and shoulders and jaw. Now feel this relaxation moving down your body, all the way down, through your lower extremities. You may feel heavy or warm or tingling from that wonderful feeling of calm. In your mind's eye, allow pleasant scenes to appear, as they do in your personal dreams. You are about to visit your own special island of the universe. Visualize in your mind's eye the color red, glowing as mist, permeating everywhere and covering everything you see. This is the life color red. It is what you first will see whenever you enter and exit your island. Now watch that color roll and wave and change to a brilliant orange as each trace of red is swept away. Next, see the orange burst and swirl and deliberately transform into the brightest yellow you have ever seen. The yellow gets brighter and brighter as it condenses into a shining ball, off in the distance, like the sun, but not like the real sun, because you can stare directly into its yellow fire. You are lying on soft, white, clean sand at the beach of your island. You can hear the gentle sound of waves lapping sand near your feet. The morning sun is slightly above the horizon. You are extremely happy because last night, all of the most important people in your life, living and dead, came to your island just to see and hear and touch and talk with. It was a grand and glorious evening to reminisce as you lie there soaking in the morning sun. Now you are waiting for two significant incidents to happen. Powerful memories. They relate to a woman and a man, each of extreme importance to you personally, from your past. Suddenly you hear a noise, a feminine voice. You look to your right along the beach and see a woman running towards you, calling your name. You do not recognize her at first. Then you clearly see and know she is the most important woman in your life. She slows down, finally kneels next to you. You cannot believe she is here. You hug her and begin talking about all the things you wanted her to know. You are so anxious about seeing her that you forget time. All of a sudden, she hears someone calling. She quickly rises to her feet. You stand up with her. She holds your arms and looks straight into your eyes. She kisses your cheek, turns, and runs back from whence she came, out of existence. You lie back upon the soft white sand, trying to recall everything you said to her. Now you hear a deep voice. You look again to your right, in the distance, and see a man running towards you, calling your name. As he gets closer, you recognize him and know he is the most important man in your life. He abruptly stops right next to you, drops to his knees, and gives that wonderful familiar smile. You quickly begin telling him all you always wanted him to know, but could never say. Then he hears that familiar calling voice. He rises, saddens, and lifts his arm to wave goodbye. He continues waving as he turns and heads back from whence he came, out of existence. You lie back in total delight, reviewing all the moments with him, waiting for another amazing thing to happen here on your island. It is noontime, and the sun has risen directly overhead. You wonder why you can look straight into it without scorching your eyes. Then your total body begins rising off the sand, about a foot, and just levitates. You feel as if your body is suddenly lighter than air. You are fully at ease and even more comfortable than you were on the sand. Your body jerks slightly, then starts floating away from the beach into the inner parts of your island. Your body moves even faster, masterfully avoiding all obstacles. It approaches a hill covered with thick, soft, clean, green grass. You are carefully placed on this grassy hill, and you can hear melodious sounds, smell sweet fragrances of a perfect nature. There is a breeze that is warm from the rays of the overhead sun. Turn your head so you can look up the hill. There you see an immense complex of colorful structures. These are all the various places you lived during your entire lifetime. Let us visit two of the bedrooms inside these structures. First, let us enter a bedroom of your past. Then, and most importantly, the bedroom where you will live in the future. Your body lifts gently off the grass and heads skillfully to the structures above. There is a circle filled with silver on one of the many different walls. Your body maneuvers directly into and through it. You are now standing in a bedroom of your past. As you look around, it becomes quite familiar. Try to visualize all you can in this bedroom. Look at the floor, the walls, the furniture. Inspect every object you see as you stroll around the room. Look out the window. What do you see? Now, look on the bed and see yourself lying there. What do you look like? Is there anyone lying next to you as you watch yourself sleeping? Spend time, lots of time, studying everything and anyone you see. Now, turn and look at one wall. Watch another large circle of silver appear. Walk up to the circle and push your way through it. You have just entered the bedroom of your future. First, scan every corner of this room. Look at each wall. Walk up and observe anything hanging. Is there anything whatever familiar to you? Look at the floor covering. Study the style of furniture. Is there something on top of the furniture that is familiar? If so, go to it and inspect every part of it. look on the bed and see yourself sleeping. What do you look like? Is there anyone sleeping beside you? Next, go to the window. Look out. Can you see anything familiar that will help determine where you are? Like a street sign or some familiar sight? Like a building, a tree, a fence? If you see something important to you, go straight to it and inspect it very carefully, especially if it clues where you are. Now, back inside, look at the ceiling and see that same circle of silvery light appear. Jump. Jump and feel your feet leave the floor as you are propelled through the circle and high, high in the sky. Higher. Look down. You can see your entire island in an ocean of blue with a white perimeter, a green interior, and buildings atop the central hill. Now let's go down to the grassy hillside, where you were once before. Settle into the thick, clean, green grass, and wait for that next astonishing adventure. A psychic experience. It is late afternoon. The bright yellow sun is dipping into the sea. The wind is blowing harder. You can see it scurry tree limbs and ruffle grass. Now watch as a myriad of green particles rise from the ground, forming a dark green fog that continues to spread, engulfing the entire sky. Then, see this green haze slowly take form into bulging clouds. Suddenly, a wine-like substance spills down from all these dark, foreboding clouds, like a heavy storming downpour of purple. You are now enclosed in the haze of the psychic color purple, and your mind is open only to reception. Look ahead of you. You see an immense silver screen. You are now sitting directly in front of a gigantic cinerama. The screen is blank, and your mind is fully receptive. On that screen of white, you are about to see something solely momentous to your livelihood, that which you never knew or experienced before. Now watch that silver screen start taking on your dream of real live images and action. Watch your movie begin to unfold its story, and remember how deeply important it all means to you, personally. Watch it as time passes. The sun finally sets, and there is that pure darkness surrounding that silver screen. The movie is over now, and that screen quickly disappears. You are in celestial bliss. reaching the deepest depths of peaceful memories. For a long, long, long time. It is now very early next morning. You begin to see the purple haze is much, much lighter and brighter. Now watch the purple change to a mist and change back to that same life color red. The time has arrived for you to leave your island and return to an awakened, conscious state. You are ready. You have had plenty of rest and feel wonderful and just cannot wait to review and talk about all that has happened. Who was that woman? Who was that man? Were they really of most importance to you? How well did you visualize and recall the bedroom of your past? How young were you? What did the bedroom of your future look like? How old do you think you looked? Was there anyone else there? Finally, what did you see on that gigantic silver screen? Were you enriched? Were you enlightened? Now you are back to reality. You have total awareness and a wonderful sense of happiness and well-being. From this day on, enjoy life to the fullest. Come visit your island again sometime. Anytime you feel down and out, to seek the marvelous pleasures of blissful meditation. Thank you. If you wish to learn more about my books, please visit my website. The domain name is the same as my full name, with no spaces, as follows: www.virgilallenwolf.com. Spelled out, it's www.virgilallenwolf.com. Goodbye. And may this day shine for you.
Been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.